Stop me if you've heard this one before. A Democrat and a Republican walk into a Buffalo bar on election night and get along just fine. For many years, that's pretty much how it has worked out within the walls of Founding Fathers Pub. On a Friday afternoon, as WBFO paid a visit, all was quiet as staff were preparing to serve lunch. But it's expected to be crowded after tonight's election results come in. It's been that way for many years.
And we just happened to open on an election night back in November of 1985.
Michael Driscoll is the longtime owner.
We opened up kind of slow, you know, cocktail hour. We had a few people and everything like that. But after the polls closed, you know, after 11:30, 12 o'clock, all the media people came in, Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, and they had a little party.
Driscoll says there weren't many politicians the first year, but over time that changed. Among the politicians who found their way to Founding Fathers after a few elections is former Assemblyman Sam Hoyt, now Regional Director of the Empire State Development Corporation.
Well, maybe it's the fact that the Founding Fathers represented, you know, all philosophies in politics and government. It's a place where, you know, people can get together and kind of do a postmortem on what just occurred.
Michael Driscoll told WBFO it's made clear within the establishment that it's politically neutral. You only need to look at the decor to learn that.
We've got everybody. We've got all the presidents. We've got some Whig parties, you know. We have Know-Nothing Party people, you know. So we have the Bull Moose Party people. And I point them out, you know, and they, oh, really? Oh, you got everything here, you know. So it's fun.
And sometimes, he adds, the rivals come together.
Even in defeat, I've seen the head of one party go over and shake hands with the head of the other party, buy him a drink, and put their arm around. I've actually seen hugging in here. And everybody stops and looks. Is it, are they going to fight? No, they're hugging. They let off all their steam for the last few months. Everybody's worked very, very hard. Let's have a drink and relax. Win or lose, you know?
Which is one of the things Hoyt has found appealing about this election night gathering.
It's nice given the polarization of politics at the national level, at the local state level, that there is a place to go where everybody gets along, everybody, you know, enjoys a beverage and a conversation about politics without, you know, slinging mud.
Driscoll was asked about some of the more interesting stories from the past. There was that one occasion Jimmy Griffin walked in.
And everybody, oh, let me get Jimmy a... Because, Mike, I'm not accepting any drinks from anybody, but I want to buy this person, this person, this person, but they can't buy me back a drink.
Did he explain why?
I think he's probably done this in many bars before, and he's usually lined up with 20 drinks, which he's never going to get to. He finished his and was gone. He was just bouncing around.
Not every politician finds their way to Founding Fathers. Some WBFO contacted admitted to having their own favorite stops. But this Edward Street pub will be where many in politics and media, who just hours before were following election results, will put a wrap on a campaign, just as they have done for the past three decades. Michael Brosiak, WBFO News.